USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is facing another round of questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senate Republicans' goal is to get Barrett confirmed before the presidential election.
As a matter of law, the Supreme Court may have the final word, but the Supreme Court lacks control over what happens after that. The Supreme Court and any federal court has no power, no force, and no will, so it relies on the other branches to react to its judgments accordingly.
President Trump is scheduled to speak at a rally in Iowa at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Vice President Mike Pence will be campaigning in Michigan this afternoon, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden doesn't have any public appearances scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Supreme Court on Tuesday granted the Trump administration's request to allow a stop to counting for the 2020 census earlier than October 31st. The justices granting the Justice Department's request for an emergency stay by blocking a lower court's ruling. A new report shows an upward trend in the new COVID-19 cases in the United States.
A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwest states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have now seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Positive test rates are also on the rise, even as testing continues to set record highs. On average, 976,000 tests were performed each day last week, with 5% of those coming back positive. That's up from 4.6 a week before. Deaths, however, have fallen to 3% from a week ago, to about 4,800 people. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden came out on Monday and said he's not a fan of court packing. Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris is remaining quiet on the topic.
Vice President Biden has been very clear with the American people where he stands. The bottom line is that we are 21 days now from an election, and that's where we're going.
Would you also say you're not a fan of court packing?
Harris ducking the question as her and her staffers get on an elevator. If you're looking for a way to bring in a little extra money with stuff you have around the house, here's an idea according to Kurt Knudsen, the cyber guy.
Average American has just shy of $200 worth of old tech laying around their house. So go on a scavenger hunt today. Go look for your old phones that you're not using anymore, tablets, games, other like CDs, DVDs. You can go and there's sites like Declutter, and it's Declutter without the E at the end. So it's D-E-C-L-U-T-T-R.
Knudsen also telling Fox News it's better to use Declutter if you're looking to upgrade your phone.
And often you go, hey, well, what do I trade in my phone? Well, this is usually about a third better value to let Declutter buy your phone from you. Free shipping in each direction. They've done over about 6 million transactions. It is an easy way to find cash sitting around the house.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.